Tim Johnson is the executive director of Family Connection Communities and Schools of Athens. Earlier this week, I sat down with Tim to talk about the Amplify Athens Music Festival. The event will be on June 12th from noon to 11 p.m. at the Southern Brewing Company. This was our conversation. Tim, tell me a little bit about this big event that is in support of Family Connection Communities and Schools Athens. It is Amplify Athens.
Yes, the Amplify Athens Music Festival will be June 12th at an all-day event or noon to 11 p.m. at Southern Brewing Company. And that event has been organized by a group of volunteers, and they're donating all the funds to Family Connection Communities and Schools of Athens. Obviously, we greatly appreciate the support, and I'm really looking forward to actually being in person hearing music again outdoors in Athens. Right. And they've lined up some great bands for the event.
Yeah, this is a great sign that Athens is opening up like the rest of the world, slowly but surely. And this is obviously for a great cause. Tell me what this kind of support means for FCCIS.
This support really is vital, both for the funding itself and also for leveraging other funds from grants and other sources. And it allows us to have neighborhood leaders who are able to provide resources to people living in poverty in Athens in 16 different prosperity zones. And the funds can purchase anything from basic needs like adult diapers, children's diapers, food, clothing, coats in the winter, those kinds of things. It also provides support for people to be able to move up economically, get job training, get other kinds of counseling or support so that they can take steps to move out of poverty. And then our in-school work, where we have site coordinators in schools helping students address issues outside the classroom that affect their success inside the classroom, providing them with school supplies, other basic needs. During the pandemic, we were able to provide headsets to a lot of students who didn't have them. And then we also facilitate collaboration. So we pull together people who serve children, who care about children, to look at what are the needs for children, youth, and families in Athens. How can we better meet those needs across all these systems and then go about implementing that? Right now, we're working on an initiative to try to increase early childhood mental health services. We've learned that a lot of families, a lot of young children have suffered from what the professionals call adverse childhood experiences. And that can be anything from child abuse and neglect to the death of a loved one to witnessing violence. And there's very little training for professional counseling that is research-based on how to best treat young children. So it's a wide range of work, but it's all about building a better community together.
And I know, Tim, like I said, you can't possibly name them all, but, you know, you have things like an Bridge to Employment and things like that. You have just, I guess, can you just give us a sort of a scope of the projects you've been able to develop working with these partnerships?
Well, the Bridge to Employment is a great program that Johnson & Johnson Company created internationally, and we were able to bring to Cedar Shoals High School with the local Johnson & Johnson Janssen Pharmaceutical Plant. It's working with dozens of Cedar Shoals students to expose them to careers related to science, technology, engineering, mathematics, manufacturing, and design. And and really a cohort of students identified by the school as those who might not otherwise have been exposed to such careers. And they are a remarkable group of young people. Our in-school site coordinators follow a model developed nationally by communities and schools, and a 5-year longitudinal study funded by a Some foundations concluded it's the most effective dropout prevention program that has ever been scientifically evaluated. And so we were able to bring that here in partnership with the school district and others. Our Neighborhood Leaders Program, which is now funded by the Athens-Clarke County Unified Government, along with other community support, places 16 full-time neighborhood leaders who are of the community, in the community, working with the community to address issues primarily related to poverty. And they have been actively engaged on things like COVID testing. We're now working with public health to promote people getting the vaccines, helping improve access to vaccinations, and of course, job opportunities. They've organized a series of neighborhood festivals. There's one coming up shortly in a neighborhood where a teenager was recently arrested on charges of murder. He's 15 years old, and he's been charged with murder, and that neighborhood has suffered a lot of violence. And so the neighborhood leader for that area has organized a Stop the Violence resource fair. So it's not waving signs and saying stop the violence, but it's resource tables and partner agencies explaining services that are available, opportunities that are available for students.